It's great to have you with us again today here at the CGMAP Prayer Line and Devotion. I'm excited about the next few days. I'm going to be trying to share some things with you from the Word of God, considering the life of Jacob. We've dealt with Job, a couple other subject matter in the past few months that have been great. But I've been going through the Bible chronologically, and the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is really coming to me in a fresh way and like new manna in the morning. And the story that weaves and the things that are spoken of truly find its way in my heart, some of the passages. And today I want to share some with you, and then the next few days I hope that you'll bear with me and enjoy what we will discuss. But chapter 31 of the book of Genesis, if you don't mind, verse 1. Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying, "Jacob took everything our father owned, and from it he produced all of his wealth." And Jacob saw that Laban no longer liked him as much as he used to. Jacob had worked for Laban for many years and had been blessed and prospered, but it had been by the grace and the hand of God. And he had acquired, after lots of difficulty, his wife Rachel and Leah. And first having Leah, and then he had to work more years to procure Rachel. Laban was a deceptive and very cunning man when it came to money, possessions, etc., and was an interesting family member to deal with. And different ones in Laban's family had developed a jealousy considering Jacob, because it seemed like everything he touched turned to gold, as Jacob was and had the promise of God upon him, and covenant promises that were bearing fruit and beginning to see its fruition in his heart and life. Look at verse 3. "Then the Lord said to Jacob, 'Go back to the land of your ancestors and to your relatives, and I will be with you.'" Previously, we had discussed a story when Abraham and Lot broke up. Abraham said, "Hey, you go this direction, I'm going to go the other direction. It isn't good for us to be fighting and fussing." And he gave Lot the preeminence, and Lot was able to choose the best land. It didn't work out the best for him, but he was willing, Abraham, to just take whatever was left over, and God still blessed it. Jacob took what he could with Laban and what he had to deal with, even though sometimes not the best of the lot, and he worked with it. And God, I want you to know, even when it seems like the things you have at your disposal aren't the best of the lot or the cream of the crop or, the best to choose from, he can take that and that investment in those beginnings and turn something wonderful out of it. We all need help somewhere to get things started in our hearts and lives. We'd all like to think that we're independent people at times and have done all this on our own, but somewhere down the line, God or someone, or your mom, dad, whoever, has helped you along life's pathway. Don't begrudge it, and don't be jealous of another brother, sister, or someone else seems to have, quote, had a better lot in life than you. Recognize where you're at, what you are, and be satisfied in Jesus Christ, in the grace of God. In whatever state I'm in, I am blessed. That's what one author in the scripture said in the New Testament. In whatever state I'm in, I'm blessed. And that contentment is great gain in God. Look at verse 3. "Then the Lord said to Jacob, 'Go back to the land of your ancestors and to your relatives, and I will be with you.'" God's going to be with you. It's time for separation. You need to move on. Verse 4. "So Jacob sent for Rachel and Leah and summoned them into the field where his flock was. He said to them, 'I am aware that your father no longer likes me as much as he used to, but my father's God has been with me. You know that I worked for your father as hard as I could, but your father cheated me and changed my payment 10 times. Yet God didn't let him harm me. If he said, the speckled ones will be your payment, the whole flock gave birth to speckled young. And if he said, the striped ones will be your payment, the whole flock gave birth to striped young. God took away your father's livestock and gave them to me. When the flocks were mating, I looked up and saw in a dream that the male goats that mounted the flock were striped, speckled, and spotted. In the dream, God's messenger said to me, Jacob, and said, I'm here. He said, look up and watch all the striped, speckled, and spotted male goats mounting the flock. I've seen everything that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, verse 13, where you anointed a sacred pillar and where you made a solemn promise to me. Now, get up and leave this country and go back to the land of your relatives. Rachel and Leah answered him, Is there any share of the inheritance left for us in our father's household? Doesn't he think of us as foreigners since he sold us and has even used up the payment he received from us? All of the wealth God took from our father belongs to us and our children. Now do everything God told you to do. He's consulted with his wives, and he is going to go through with this plan to go back to the land of his ancestors. And yet, he wanted his wives to recognize that this was the direction of God and what had happened. And no doubt their eyes had not been blinded. They might have loved their dad, but they recognized the cheating and different things that had gone on. But in the midst of it, God honored. And despite life circumstances, despite the cheating that might go on, the difficulties of life, recognize if you continue to walk in the Lord and allow the Lord to be with you, he can direct your path and be with you and secure your goings in a very simple and special way, and give you wisdom upon life's pathway and turn difficult circumstances into a blessing. Jacob had given so much just to have his wives and just to have the circumstances of life he had and what he had to begin to possess, and then invested and saw God's blessing. In your heart and life, there might be setbacks, difficulties, there might be people cheating you, there might be circumstances that catch you unaware. But recognize this, go to the hand of God, continue in the work of the Lord, think about the Word of God, meditate upon it, and maintain an understanding and direction in your life that allows you to walk in the steps of the Lord, and with his directive, all things will work together for good to those who trust God and are the called according to his purposes. They sure were with Jacob, and his family and his wives recognized that blessing of God. We'll get into some other particulars in the next few days, but I want you to know that God is with you, and he loves you so very much. And sometimes God will change your direction one time because of difficulties, circumstances in churches, whatever it might be. But don't get discouraged. You might have to break away from certain things to get upon life's pathway in God's purpose and will. And there might be times when you've got to take what you have and just, okay, invest the best you can. And hey, you can't continue on where you're at because there's only going to be frustration along life's pathway. Don't get discouraged. Take the opportunity that lies ahead and make the best of it. And God will bless you and grant you wisdom. Sometimes changing course is the best action to take. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for your spirit today. As we take the next few days, or as we look the next few days into the Word of God and consider the book of Genesis, I pray that you would give us wisdom and strength, and I pray that you'd give us insight through the life of Jacob and others who we might look upon here in the Scriptures. And Lord, there are times in our lives when we as Jacob come to a realization that, hey, you know, we're not liked, we're not loved, maybe we need to move on. Or we're in a very conflicted situation and God, you're calling us to move on, and yet we're trying to hold on to whatever we can. God, help us to have faith in you and give us wisdom in life's journey, and help us to make the decisions, even that are difficult in our heart and life, but to make sure that we're listening to the voice of God and understand the covenant that you have with us. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Bless and touch your people today. Give them strength and insight in life's journey. In Jesus' precious and holy name, bless them and meet the needs of those who are calling in today. Touch their hearts, strengthen them in their faith, encourage them, touch their bodies today. I pray for Joy Bogus today. She had a stroke last week, and she is a friend in the ministry, and I pray the touch of God, you'd minister to Joy and give her healing virtue. We thank you and praise you, God, for your servants and your people who love your name. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. God bless you. Thanks for being with us today. If you need to reach the ministry, call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. God bless you. Till next time on the Prayer Line.